everybody. Good morning, our Facebook friends. Good morning, our podcast friends. I'm hoping everybody's going to have a great day today. And I really do want to encourage you. And I also want you to know right here, the Lord reigns. Hallelujah. He's in charge. Isn't that good? I've always loved that banner, and that's always been our message there, kind of our motto, that he's opening doors, he's opening minds, and he's opening hearts. So I think I want to encourage you more than anything. Sunshine in here, and I don't even know how to act. We've had 3 days of sunshine, but it's still very cold. Here in Michigan, it's probably like 19, 20 degrees out. But when you get the Lord inside of him, you get all filled up with him, it's like you're burning up.
Oh, it's 27 degrees right now.
Okay.
Heat wave.
When she got here at 10:30, it was 27. Hallelujah. What can I say? I just want you to know we're welcoming the Holy Spirit today.
Amen.
You know, it's all about him, and it's about dwelling in his presence, and it's about inviting him here. And I want you to know here at Hilltop, we've been open all through the COVID-19. The Lord's kept every person that's been here, and I'm very thankful for that. And so I want to encourage you to trust in the Lord, especially in the storm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And in our bulletin today, one of the things I really kind of got excited about, it says that a thank you to everybody that celebrated my birthday. You know, you kind of get to a point that you forget about birthdays, but my family was up here. They shocked me. I had absolutely no idea. I don't know how my husband ever kept it a secret. And truthfully, I thought I was on top of everything. Ha, ha, ha. And but anyways, thank you for a great time and a great celebration. And there were some pictures put here in the bulletin, and I tried to grab my grandbabies to come up and help blow out the candles. Let them be a part of it. Truthfully, I didn't know if I could blow out all those candles. And little Emmy, who was here, she helped as well. Down at the bottom, it says, there is hope in front of me. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening, there is hope. There is hope in front of you because Jesus is the light. And there's a hand still holding you when you don't believe it, just when you can't take it no more. I just want you to know that the Lord reaches down and he takes you by the hand and he guides you through that storm. And also it says, I might be down, but I'm not dead. There's better days still ahead. Even after I've seen, there's hope in front of me. And that's powerful, because if you could really hold on to that anchor, which is Jesus Christ, he gives you the hope that you can get out of bed, that you can make it another day. And all you have to do is to just get with them, just talk with them, spend time with them. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening to do that. The Lord's been dealing with a few things, and also been given different decrees, and we've been praying about and interceding for different people. And I do want you to know that you can always get on our web, httabernacle.com, and you can actually look at the website and send a prayer request in. We usually pull those, make copies of them. We kind of have a prayer book. It's kept in my office. I don't share it. And we keep all requests up before the Lord. That's what it's all about. And so anyways, I just keep on hearing that so much from the Lord, that he can be our joy. You know, he can put a smile on our face. And that's why I haven't taken this sign down, nor have I taken that heart down. And all throughout this church, it says love. And love is a spiritual warfare weapon, to love one another. There's a lot of people that just use, I love you, and it's kind of flippant, you know, like, man. But I really want you to know that the Lord really loves you. And you don't have to prove yourself to him. He just has open arms for you. You just can just sink in those arms and let those arms wrap around you. And I always think of that. I always do, especially when things aren't going the way I want them to go. Nothing new. But, you know, I always know how much the Lord loves me. And you don't have to prove yourself. He's just there. He's a good, good God. He's a good God. And so I want to encourage you with that today. And also, up here by the cross, we're getting really close to the season, the Resurrection Sunday. It's not that far away. And so on the cross, I have our shield, which is, of course, the Word of God, and the word love. And I just really feel that the Lord wants us to have His heart. Yes. He wants us to understand Him. He understands you and me. And He wants us to understand Him. And so anyways, I'm keeping that up until the Lord tells me to take it down. And it's kind of like I got love over here by the dove, which is a representation of the Holy Spirit. And so this whole sanctuary just says love, 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 love. And so I really want you to know that you're loved by us, truthfully, and loved by the Lord. Amen. I also want you to know that daylight savings is next Sunday. And that means that you gotta spring forward. You gotta move forward. And so I wrote down here that if you're gonna be here in church, then you need to get it set at nighttime on the 14th, on the 13th instead of on the 14th. But that's daylight savings, the 14th, spring forward.
Amen.
I also want you to know that here at this church, I love telling the story about St. Patrick. Day. And a lot of people don't talk about it. You know, they think it's some out there. But St. Patrick really did exist. And I'm going to talk about that next Sunday. And we're going to actually have some Irish stew that day. And I'm excited about it. And I also want you to know here that on 3/27, that's Passover. And on 3/28 is Palm Sunday. So this month has just been packed, with different ways to celebrate the Lord.
Amen.
And then Easter is that first Sunday in April, which is the 4th. So I went, wow, I got to write this stuff down. So what I'm saying is daylight savings is the 14th, Passover, 27th, and Palm Sunday is the 28th, and then April 4th is Easter. And a lot of people don't like to use the word Easter. They say Resurrection Day, you know, but whatever. We're not under the law. So I do want you to really hear that. And anyways, those are some dates to remember, right? And really, I have it filled all the way through April. Like, you got to be kidding me. March is all full. April's all full. Wow.
You're March.
Yeah, so, you know, I've worked on 4 different sermons, and I thought, oh my gosh, Lord, I don't know if I can remember them. I got them all taken care of, but to put them in my notebook and then remember, what did I write last Monday, and what did I write? I don't know if anybody else does that, but, you know, I do. So I'm excited about today. I want you to be excited about today, and we're going to worship the King. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I'll let my husband open up in prayer, because it's all about him.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And I have all those dates down like that.
I didn't repeat them twice.
That's why I have them.
Oh, wow.
What's Irish?
Next Sunday. Next Sunday is the Irish stew.
Aren't you glad when Jesus left, He didn't leave you alone?
Amen.
I kind of spoke on this last Sunday, and I don't know why. It's just been going through me how powerful, how awesome the Holy Spirit is.
Amen.
That He's, I know it's, you know, a lot of times in our services and other people's services, we say we welcome the Holy Spirit. And we do. We do. But if you're born again, He's always here. I guess what we should be saying that, Holy Spirit, have your way in this service today. Have your way. Interrupt, stop, in any fashion that you wish to do, Holy Spirit. You are in control. We give control to you, Holy Spirit. Too many times I think we, and you know, we have to have order in our services and so forth, but I pray that we are keenly aware of his voice and what he wants to do in his service for each of us. And I was, there's one song that we have been singing, and I know most praise songs, most songs are scriptural, at least I hope they are, the popular songs that we hear every day. And I was looking through Ephesians here, and I just kind of accidentally run across this verse, and I said, oh yeah, I'm glad to find that. In Ephesians 3, verse 20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations forever and amen. To the power that works in us. That's the Holy Ghost. So, he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask. Even more than we ask. Even more than we can think of.
Amen.
That's a stunning statement. That sometimes we shortchange the Lord in our prayer life, I think. Maybe we don't ask enough. Maybe we don't seek enough of him. Because he can do exceedingly and do it, give us more abundantly. I'm not talking about things. I'm talking about our concerns about family and health and finances, yes. But he can do it more exceedingly and more abundantly than we can ask or think.
Amen.
And that is an awesome statement. So, Father God, I just thank you. I thank you through your generosity and your grace and mercy that you sent your Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. When your Son, our Lord Jesus, rose, we were not left defenseless. Oh, yes. We were left with power. Power from the Holy Ghost. And you foresaw this, that we would need the Holy Ghost in our everyday life. We would need his power to be a testimony for the Lord Jesus in our daily life. So we thank you for him. We thank you, Holy Spirit. May all blessings, power, and glory and power be unto you, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, mighty God, for your generosity of sharing your Spirit in every one of us here on earth.
Amen.
So we thank you, Father God, and we praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Well, let's praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm excited to praise the Lord. We're going to do these songs this Sunday and next Sunday, and then the Lord's play some resurrection songs and everything. No, there's no such thing. There is that Celtic worship thing that we used to do. That was kind of fun. Yeah. Don't tread on me, Lord.
It's not by might. Not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord.
Amen. These mics are really loud.
I think
it shouldn't make a difference. We should be able to line up with those mics. They're just humming.
Yeah, they're ringing.
Don't tread on me, we the kingdom. You know, I don't know about you, but that's what I say to Satan all the time. How dare you tread on the blood of Jesus? How dare you? Because that's a flowing through you. So I want to encourage you, stand up. Stand up. Part of the army, most of us aren't ready. Hallelujah. And people have asked Karen and I about our blazers. We bought them a long time ago, and we didn't even plan to dress
Great minds think alike.
Thank you.
favorite ones.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Keep Hope Alive?
Open Body.
Oh.
You are. Thank you. situation, about to be evicted. A lot of you know my story, been homeless before, but we were about to be evicted, and I heard my mom crying in the middle of the night. And I wondered what was up, so I got up out of my bed, and I went over to her room, and I thought she was, you know, going through something, something was wrong. And so the door was cracked, and I pushed it open just to see what was wrong with mom. And the crying that I heard wasn't the kind of crying that I thought it was. She was kneeling next to the bed, thanking God for his faithfulness. Even though she could not see the situation changing, she was declaring, God, you're still good, and I thank you for all we do.
Thank you. I'm Let's rest while the Lord's here.
Just like all the Shalom peace that we desperately need. You give us wisdom and understanding that sometimes we don't understand this world when it's going crazy, but you're there and you speak to our hearts and you show us the way. Thank you for just being a very good God. Thank you for being with us when we even think we're just too short to even come into your presence, to even talk to you, but you're always there.
Yeah.
You're always there. You never left. It's us that leave. So Lord, we give you thank you. We just thank you and praise you for who you are. For who you are. Not for what we need or for what we want, but for who you are. Give us your heart, Lord Jesus. Give us your eyes for us to see and understand
Amen.
Where you are coming from. Not from us,
thank you, Lord.
But from where you are coming from, Lord. This is my heart. And I know this is your heart for your people. So, Lord, help us. Help us. Help us. We just give you great, great, great praise today. We thank you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we give you praise. For you are the only great I am.
Amen.
You are the great I am. And we thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord.